Israeli forces have raided several areas in the occupied West Bank, wounding and arresting many Palestinians. The troops attacked the Dohaisha refugee camp in the city of Bethlehem and injured four Palestinians. They also arrested four refugees. 12 other Palestinians were arrested in overnight raids in other areas. West Bank cities, particularly the Palestinian refugee camps, are frequently raided by Israeli forces. Let's speak to our correspondent Mona Qandil, who joins us via Skype from Ramallah with the very latest. Now, Mona, it seems that these mass arrests are becoming almost an everyday thing for Palestinians, specifically in the occupied West Bank. Tell us a bit more.
Well, that's right. The number of Palestinians have been arrested this night and this morning rises to 16 Palestinians when the Israeli soldiers have just arrested Salah Rajabi. He's the brother of two Palestinian prisoners at the Israeli checkpoint known as the container. It leads to Bethlehem and the West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. As you have mentioned, Fatima, Israeli forces continue to storm Palestinian areas, cities, villages and towns, as well as the refugee camps. This night, Israeli forces arrested a number of Palestinians in Adhesha refugee camp. The majority of them are accused by the Israelis for being activists with the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. The Israeli military claims that those Palestinians take part in demonstrations and take part in anti-Israeli activities, and they continue to organize a protest against the Israeli separation wall and the settlements. We have also been witnessing that many of the Palestinians who had been arrested lately in the West Bank are brothers or relatives of Palestinian prisoners or even Palestinians killed by the Israeli soldiers over alleged attacks. And many also were arrested and they had been in Israeli jails before in the past. So the Israelis now are targeting all categories of the Palestinian society. Palestinians are being arrested for their posts on the Facebook or for expressing their opinion against the Israeli occupation. Now, if anyone of the Palestinians writes something on the Facebook page saying that he rejects the ongoing Israeli occupation and he calls for for ending the Israeli occupation, the Israelis the Israeli court has given a green light to the Israeli authorities to arrest the Palestinians and keep them in Israeli jails as administrative detainees. This means that Palestinians can stay behind bars for indefinite periods of time. For secret information that those prisoners and their lawyers cannot know, the Israelis claim that the Palestinians must be under control. They try to bring them to their knees to prevent the future resistance. However, as you have mentioned, Fatima, Palestinians, especially in the refugee camps, continue to fight Israeli occupation and their forces in every possible way. The taking part in the demonstration could be one of these ways that one day would lead to the to the end of the Israeli occupation.
Right now, very quickly, if you can, Mona, once these Palestinians are detained by Israeli forces, what happens next? What kind of conditions are they put in?
Well, the journey, it's a journey of pain and suffer for the Palestinians because the Israelis start insulting and attacking Palestinians the moment they are arrested from their homes or from their work. Then they are immediately moved to interrogation centers. They could be there for several days without food and water. They could be attacked and beaten by the Israeli soldiers to confess something they didn't know. But if the Israeli interrogators didn't get any information from those Palestinians, then they could move them to administrative detention. This means staying in Israeli jail for months and maybe 4 years without telling the lawyers what they did and without taking them to the Israeli courts. Of course, the lawyers cannot know where are those Palestinians are are kept, and their families are not also they are not also notified where their sons are, at least for 3 to 4 weeks. But after that, they could keep them behind bars or let them go, with continuing to arrest them from a time to another.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Press News, Mona Kandil, they're reporting from Ramallah via Skype. Mona, as always, thanks very much indeed for updating us.